Welcome to Martha Runs the World, a podcast with a new take on running, fitness, and all things health-oriented. I'm Martha Hughes, your host, and each week I present a new topic that is of interest to all runners. You already know that Martha Runs the World has a Patreon page, and now I have merchandise to offer. If you sign up at the $10 a month level, you'll get one of the brand new Martha Runs the World buffs. They look great, and they're very practical right now. It's just a little something to say thank you. Signing up at any level gives you access to exclusive episodes that are not available anywhere else. You can go to MarthaRunsTheWorld.com and click on the Patreon button for more information. Welcome to episode 88 of Martha Runs the World. I saw a meme a couple days ago that said 2020 is a banana, pineapple, and anchovy pizza. It has certainly done a number on all of us. Us runners have taken a big hit. I mean, really a giant, huge hit. Most, if not all, of our races have been canceled or switched to virtuals or moved to 2021. All those races that are moved to 2021 is like every weekend going to have like 20 races in them. Yes, my races have been moved to 2021, and now I have all my races. I have three races I'm supposed to do every weekend. It's what it seems like anyway. There are a few taking place, and I noticed that some races are happening in other states, not where I live, but in other states. I mean, real races, not the individual ones that people are doing kind of outside of quote-unquote, the law. But it's really difficult. And I'm going to talk about the adjustments that we're making today and some updates. The last time I talked about this was in April, and I really didn't think it would be September, and I'm still talking about it. Seriously, come on. And it's not just, I'm not just going to whine. I'm going to say some positive stuff and give some some pep talk. So it isn't just going to be like, oh, whine. Yeah, there's going to be some of that because, yeah, it's a difficult time. And we can't ignore that. It's tough out there. I completed a virtual race this past weekend that I've been looking forward to for months. Not the virtual race, but the real race. This was going to be my big race of the year. I had signed up for this months ago, thinking that it was a Coastal Trail Run's Golden Gate Half, and was going to take place up in the Headlands. And I had thought, okay, a few months ago, by September, we'll all be opened up and we'll be able to do races. Ha! I was wrong. I thought I would have enough time to train, be able to get up there and do this. And yeah, I'd be slow. I'd probably be the dead effing last runner, but in the half. But I was fine with that. I just wanted to see if I could still do halves and longer. I mean, I know I can, but it's been tough lately. August came around. There's still no races, still no live races around here. I mean, no real live races around here. So I suspected that the Golden Gate race would become a virtual, and I was very disappointed. And then in September, we had an early wildfire season, and for a couple of weeks, the air quality was so bad, I could hardly go out and walk, let alone run. It was really bad. I think there was 1 week entirely where I walked maybe a mile a day, so my mileage was off. I mean, I'm doing this challenge through Coastal Trail Runs where I do 100 miles a month, and this month, I'm way off. I'm so behind. She's giving us a few extra days to catch up, and I'm really, really behind. I hope I can catch up. It's tough. And then my new job has weird hours, so there's a couple days a week where there's no way that I can even get anything in. And silly me entered a streak, and I went 8 days, 9 days, and that's it. I can't do anymore. I just don't think I can do streaks, not with this job. But that's me. I love my job. It's just the hours are tough. It's in the medical profession, so you folks in the medical fields can understand. It's really hard. I've never done this type of job before. I've always worked in offices where it's Monday through Friday, and then you're off on weekends. I work every other weekend. I work 2 12-hour days a week. So it's, and then every other week I have 4 days off. It's just very strange. It's an odd schedule, and I just have to get used to it. These wildfires are tough, and I know, and I feel bad for people who are suffering through them and have lost everything. So I shouldn't complain about my own weird schedule and my own inability to be able to run. So I really feel bad for you, and I hope things get better. The air quality this last week has been a lot better, so I was able to get some miles in. I'm going out after I record this and get some miles because it's my day off. And tomorrow's my day off, so that is really good. I have lost some endurance conditioning. I went out Saturday and did my virtual. I didn't do the half because I'm just not prepared. And because of my weird work schedule, I only had that one day off, so I had to get laundry done and all kinds of other stuff done, so I couldn't go up to the Headlands. That would have taken up too much time. I did the 5 mile distance, and I got that done. Like I said, I would have done a lot more had I been better trained and in better condition. But boy, my running endurance is down, so I'm going to work on that and get that up. Although I still will run, walk, probably walking more than running, but I still am running. I'm not going to do anything formal like Galloway because I don't want to have to put myself in that slot where you have to run now and you have to walk now. I go totally by how my body feels. If my hips feel good enough, I'll run. If they don't feel good enough, I walk. After like 4 or 5 miles, it hurts anyway, so it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't. So I just have to be able to put up with the pain. That's my cross to bear. We all have our crosses to bear. I've had to really switch my focus. And without races, I've had to really think about things over. And I'm sure you all have had to think things over. And a lot of this episode is about making adjustments. Since we haven't had real formal races for a while, and I know some places are now starting to get back into formal races, but since we haven't had them for a long time, we have had time to think about what we want to do with our running in the future. Do we want to just go right back to where it was and just keep doing races and training? Or do we want something else? Myself, I've decided I'm not really so much into racing. I don't want to go out and just do races just for the heck of it. I will still do races, but I'm not going to do a whole slew of races like I used to do. I'm really much more about going out and just enjoying the trails and the roads and my walks and my runs. I'm not about racing so much anymore. I like challenges. I'm going to talk about my marathon challenge in a little bit. I really like that, so I can get that out there. I like this 130, the 100 miles a month challenge I'm doing, if I can catch up. If I can't catch up, then I probably won't be doing it anymore, but hopefully I can. I like that kind of challenge more than a race because I'm so slow. I always feel bad in a race, and it just, I don't know. I'm getting to the point now where I don't know if I want to do some races anymore when we get back into them. I have one race in December, but it's at the Angel Island race that I was supposed to do with my friend Trish earlier this year, but it's in December. They moved it to December, and I have to work that weekend. So I guess I'm not going to be doing that race. See, that's how everything goes. That's how this year is gone. Pineapple, banana, anchovy pizza. Oh my gosh. So we adjust our lives. We adjust accordingly, adjust willingly, unwillingly, being dragged, griping, mumbling, but we do adjust. And I'm happy I have a job. Don't get me wrong. I love my job. I love what I'm doing right now. It's really exciting, and it's completely different than what I've done before. It's, well, no, the job I'm doing is not completely different, but the field, the industry I'm in is completely different. And that's what I love about it. It's so unique to me. So I just have to get used to the hours because it's strange working these hours. But I did this race over this last weekend, well, quote unquote race, this virtual race, and it was fun. I didn't go for time. I went as fast as I could, although of course it was slow because I would say I ran maybe a third of it, and I walked the rest of it. I walked pretty fast, as fast as I could. I say I walked maybe 16-minute miles, maybe 17. I did go over some hills, so I pushed myself. I stayed in San Francisco because I didn't have the time to go to the headlands to do it. So I tried to get some hill work in to at least assimilate some parts of the headlands. I can't get those really steep, long sections in, but I did get some of it. So that was nice. And now I'm going to try to do some longer walks and runs in so that I can catch up my miles and to get some more conditioning in, because I really need to get my endurance up, especially if I'm going to do what I want to do next year. Like I said, I'm disappointed that I couldn't do the half, and that was going to be my big race of the year. So that was a little disappointing. I looked to do this episode. I checked out Ultra Sign Up, and I did notice that if you live in other parts of the country, you can do races. You can sign up for real races, and it sounds like they're happening elsewhere. It's not happening here yet, that's for sure, in California. And by here, I was going to say in California. So they're not happening because of COVID and wildfires. Both are crossing out our races. And if you don't know about Ultra Sign Up, ultrasignup.com is where you go to find out most all trail and ultra races. It's a great website, and you can scope out all kinds of really fun races there. Timed races, trail races, ultra races. And trail races of all distance, not just ultra races. It's a fun race to look around. If you want to travel somewhere and go do a real race, you can. You can get out of California if you live here and actually do a real race. And that was one of the suggestions that I was going to make. If you want a real race and you don't want to wait, you can travel. You can travel by air, but you're going to have to get a COVID test before you go. It might be easier to travel by car to a neighboring state, go to Nevada. I think they're having races, or Arizona if you're in California. Or another state that's closed, you can go to another state that's open. But you can travel to a race. Even go as far as Utah if you want to get out of state and do a race. That's what I suggest. If you're dying to do a real race, go for it.
We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
And if you want to just wait for them till next year, you can do that too. You can get into great, great shape. You can start training now and get into your ultimate shape. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. I look back and I was thinking, God, the last time we talked about what to do if there's no races was back in April. So it's been April, May, June, July, August, September, 5 months. This is crazy. I'm a little lost at words because I just never thought it would last this long. I just hope that the race companies can come back and actually open next year. How many will be left? How many will be driven out of business? This is just really, really frustrating and sad for me, and I feel bad for them all. I just hope that that everything can open up shortly. I mean, come on. We got to get moving again. Things have to get back to business. I was so wrong. In March, I released my first episode about the coronavirus and made some predictions, and boy, was I wrong. I was totally wrong. Absolutely 100% wrong. I never expected it to last 6 months. Next month it'll be 7 months. I never expected it to be this long. I did not realize in my wildest nightmares that it would last this long. I didn't expect it would take 6 months for me to find a job, but it did. I just never thought, I thought, okay, well, we'll just, everything will be closed down for a couple weeks and then we'll reopen. Ha, 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 ha. I was wrong and I apologize for that. I totally apologize for my errors. I was naive and silly. Don't let California state government close down anything. Trust me. Don't let them. They'll take full advantage of it. That's a little political statement. I'm not going to say anything more. I'm not going to say anything else. Like I said, I don't like to talk politics here. And that's it. No more. We're really in limbo, though, because if we sign up for anything in California, it'll probably be canceled this year. So I think we're all waiting. I mean, we can sign up for things next year. It'll probably be okay, right? A couple trail running companies in the Bay Area have tried to offer very creative ways for runners to get races in during this time, and I'm going to highlight them. Pacific Coast Trail Runs has a few different ideas that runners can participate in. One is the Bay Area Nine Peaks Challenge, and they started that in July, where runners can run all nine peaks in the Bay Area, and that includes Mount Tam, Mount Davidson, Mount Diablo, and a bunch of other ones. And that one is a really cool one. They also have pop-up racing where they have different races all over the Bay Area, and they're usually on like Thursdays. And it's not a race, but it's just a run. All of these are just runs. They're not formal races, so the trails aren't marked. You just pretty much run them on your own. And then the Headlands 150 is another one that they did. I think they did that in August, where you just pretty much run the Headlands 100 or the 150 they offered on your own, self-supported. And those are really nice ways that alternatives to real races that they can do and help themselves, because they want to stay in business. They don't want to go under. Coastal Trail Runs did the same thing. I'm doing the 100 miles in 30 days challenge. Coastal Trail Runs also offers the 20-20-30, which is one that if you can't do 100 miles in 30 days, do 20 minutes a day for 20 days in 30 days. So it's kind of a neat way of doing things. I think that's very creative. And I think that if you can't do formal races, to offer creative alternatives like these are really, really nice and fun. And they keep runners motivated and challenged, and they also keep the company in business, because I don't want to see any race companies go out of business. No one does. It's sad, and it makes all of us sad to see our friends hurting, because trail running race companies are our friends. I mean, we're all friends in the trails, right? I know there's lots of national race companies who are trying to do creative things. Even the Boston Marathon went virtual this year. They offered a virtual Boston Marathon. There's no entry requirements at all. So this was your chance to run it. Now, it doesn't get you into next year's Boston Marathon, which will have requirements, the same traditional requirements that they've always asked for, which are really, really hard to get in. And if you did the virtual race this year, just don't tell people that you ran the Boston Marathon. Tell them you ran the virtual Boston Marathon. Don't try to get in and say, yeah, you ran Boston. No, you really didn't. I see the same thing with people who are charity runners of Boston. They have so many charity runners that the charity runners try to sneak in and say, well, I ran Boston. And so I always ask, I said, oh, what time did you qualify in? And then they usually say, they give me the time, or I ran for this charity. Okay. I mean, there really is a difference. People train their entire lives to get in at a qualifying time for Boston. And if you try to say you get in because you raised, you know, a few thousand dollars for this charity and you never thought of getting into Boston until you're volunteering for this charity last year, there's a whole big difference. It's really different. I think that's just almost like cheating, in my opinion. And it's just my opinion. Another one that I'm working on is the Amarathon Challenge. Now, I talked about that before. Oh, sorry, I knocked into the mic. I can't stand when I do that. Okay, sorry. And I'm 173 miles into it. I have 3,348 miles to go. So I just started. But it's kind of fun to go onto the website and see how far I've gone. I'm now crossing the California, the San Joaquin Valley in California. So I'm crossing the state and I'm making my way up to Yosemite. So it's kind of neat to do that. And the nice thing about this challenge is that there's no time limit. I can take as long as I need to take. I'm hoping to finish it up within maybe 2 years, three years at the max, 3 years at the max, 2.5 years, I hope. I know I'm going to start ramping up my mileage. So hopefully 2.5, 3 years, I'll be done with that challenge. See, it's a long challenge. It's going to take me a while. You don't have to do races at all this year. You can say, forget it. You don't have to do challenges at all this year. What you can do is you can maybe take some time off and go for little trips and get out of your area and do some trail running outside of your area. I've done that too. And that I'm going to continue to do. The good thing about my weird schedule is that every other week I have 4 days off. That's the good thing. And because of that, I'm going to take some side trips and do some trail running outside of the Bay Area. I did that once. I went up to the Sierra Nevadas and got some nice hiking and very little trail running, but some nice hiking on the Pacific Crest Trail. I also went to Donner Lake. I did get some trail running there, and that was nice. I'm going to do that again in October, in late October. I plan to go up and stay probably, I'm not sure where I'm going to stay, maybe Truckee, and do some more hiking and trail running up there. I'd like to go to the Black Buttes, maybe do some up in that area, and maybe go down to Tahoe for a day or two. So I plan to do that. You can do that and just do some little side trips and forget about racing for a while and just take it easy and get some nurturing. We all need a little of that right now. And then figure out your plans for 2021. And if you want to make 2021 a better year for racing, then you can figure that out. What you can do is you can really make next year a solid year and get a trainer. You can get a running personal coach if you want, a running coach, and you can get one online who'll talk to you once a week via Zoom and who'll help you, maybe set you up a plan and get that into motion. You can hone in your eating and lose some weight and really make right now a time to do that. Winter's coming up. It's a good time to train. It's a good time to get your strength training in. So you can get serious about that so that when next spring comes along, you've got yourself in really fit condition and you can kick butt in the races. So that's a really nice choice. If you don't want to do any races right now, maybe you can skip them for a while. Now, a couple of my friends, I wanted to give a shout out to a couple of my friends who have gotten very, very creative about what they've done. Tony Wen, who was a guest in a past episode, And everybody knows Tony. If you know Tony, you know that his dog is in an inappropriate relationship with a cat. But he finally completed the Burning River 100 on his third try. And I believe he did it as a self-supported with his friends. Congratulations. You know, he's been trying to do that race for so long, and he finally completed it. So congratulations, Tony. And my friend Michael, who is always trying to run away from his mother-in-law, and if you know Michael, you know that, he's going to be doing a 50-mile run around Lake Merced in San Francisco with a few of his friends in October. I don't have the exact date of that, but I think it's on a weekday, Wednesday. I am working, so I will not be able to be there. But if you want to see him, you get in touch with him and help him out. Or if you want to run with him, get in touch. And he has a lot of friends, so just get in touch. I think the main key right now is to maintain a positive attitude and to figure out which way you want to go. It's all about adjusting. It's all about figuring out what we want right now. Maybe there aren't any races right now, or maybe you do have races in your area, so go do those races, and good for you. Maybe if you don't, we don't have races in our area, we need to visit the places that do have races. Or maybe just skip the races and focus on training. Whatever you want to do, now figure out what you want to do and maintain that positive mental attitude, because that positivity is what's going to carry us through the good and the really bad times, like the really bad as a pineapple, banana, anchovy pizza times. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. My website is martharunsaworld.com. Please visit it. Donate to Patreon. I really, really appreciate that. And if you want to email me for comments, questions, or suggestions for future shows, I would love that. My email is martharunsaworld@gmail.com. And until next week, let's tie up our shoelaces and go for a run.